Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. If you have allergies, bad odors, or damp smells, you need the Thunderstorm. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code HOWIE10 to save $10 plus free shipping. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
There's always like some boogeyman it's got to be, or whether it's, you know, Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton or whatever. It's got to be a boogeyman. So now Critical Race Theory is a new boogeyman.
Boogeyman.
Boogie.
I'm quite sure.
It's terrifying.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
That's one of the fallacies of Republican talking points that has been deeply disturbing. No one has ever objected to having to prove who you are to vote. It's been part of our nation's history since the inception of voting.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've developed a device for traveling through time, which I call a time machine.
Voters without a driver's license or state ID must surrender their personal information and risk identity theft just to receive an absentee ballot. And then there are the 200,000 Georgia voters who don't have either ID.
But I know I'm gonna change that tune.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, and happy Father's Day weekend. This is also the weekend when we have the summer solstice, the longest day of the year, mentioned prominently in The Great Gatsby way back when. Daisy Buchanan says she always forgets the longest day of the year. Well, we don't forget the longest day of the year. It's Sunday. And that's when the days after which start getting shorter, which is unfortunate. But we must enjoy our long days while we can. So I'm glad to be here at the 110 Grill in Woburn, and everybody should come on down. It's just right off of 128. And hey, everybody give yourselves a big round of applause. We already got a huge crowd out here.
It's been so fun. It really has.
We got lots of books to give away, and you gave away the Brothers Bulger. You haven't given them all away, though, the Brothers Bulgers and Hitman. You can enter the lottery contest to win the books. One, I think it's one per hour.
Yeah, because this is a hot commodity, Howard. I don't know if you know this, but we have to actually pay to get these ones made.
Right. And you can get the other books free, What Really Happened, Rat Man, Plug Uglies. You can get those books for free, just one per customer when you come in here. It's a great place, the 110 Grill, and we've been eating and enjoying ourselves, and so come on down and join us. We're going to be here until 6 o'clock tonight. We're going to have a lot of laughs, I think, I hope. And we got a lot to get to here today. The 110 Grill has 35 locations throughout Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New York, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. And we'll talk more about that with the COO of the 110 Grill later on. But just come on down. We'll be here until 6 o'clock if you're leaving work early, taking a slide, or you're getting Bunker Hill Day off, or Juneteenth off, or whatever day you're getting off. And there are all kinds of days off. We're going to four-day weekends now. That's our new thing here in at least in Massachusetts, I think. 844-500-4242. I don't want to neglect a story, because we're going to have kind of a shortened show. We're only going to be here through 6, and we have police blotter facts. So I don't want to mention this big story. Does the name Chateau Marmont ring a bell?
Yes.
Yeah. Why does it ring a bell, Grace?
Does it have something to do with John Kerry?
John Belushi.
Oh. Maybe I'm thinking of Chanticleer.
No, yeah, Chanticleer, yeah, in. No, that's on Nantucket. The Chateau Marmont is in West Hollywood, and it's a famous kind of celeb retreat in L.A. And John Belushi died of a drug overdose there in 1982. He was taking speedballs, which was a mix of heroin and cocaine. So that's the kind of place the Chateau Marmont is. So now it turns out there's another release from the laptop, Hunter Biden's laptop.
It's hard to keep up. I mean, there's like five a day.
Yeah. Well, the latest one is apparently, again, remember, John Belushi was allowed to stay there, abuse drugs, and die of a drug overdose. But the last time Hunter Biden tried to check in, they wouldn't let him check in. That's how much of a reprobate he was. Mm. It's right there. Seriously, he texts a friend. I tried to stay there late last night, and the ass handing me keys when he read a note into the system said that under no circumstances am I allowed in building without her pre-approval. How bad do you have to be to get banned from the Chateau Marmont?
Hunter Biden level bad.
The woman texted back, apparently you were banned for drug use is what I was just told. And Biden responds, manager, GM, bleep them. It was so bleeping embarrassing. Like, it was, this was the first time he'd ever been thrown out of a place. I doubt that. The two women at the drive were right there and said, what the bleep? Drug use? You have to be bleeping kidding me. I was banned from drug use at the Chateau Marmont. You have to be bleeping kidding me.
That's what happens when your iPhone makes the mistake.
Yeah. And so the employee texts back, don't stress. If you need anything, just ask. Let's grab a drunk soon. Now, normally you would say drunk. That would be a typo, right? But with the case of Hunter Biden, she probably meant let's grab a drunk soon. So anyway, apparently he's talked about being at the Chateau Marmont in the past. According to GQ. This is what he said. The hotel bungalows offer privacy and fully functional kitchen amenities. Whether hosting an exclusive dinner party for movie stars or boiling cocaine with baking soda. For Biden, cooking at the Chateau was much safer than what he was doing before, i.e. driving into dangerous parts of L.A. alone at godly hours for a fix. This is what he said. I didn't leave the Chateau's lush hillside grounds for a week or more at a time. I cooked and smoked. And this was the place where he was snorting the Parmesan cheese off the floor. The people sitting in the booths are laughing about this.
Yeah, but you know what the thing is, Howie, is before Biden became president, if we ever brought up Hunter Biden, there would always be like one caller who would say, listen, you know, he struggles with drug use, and would try to make it into we're not being sensitive to that. And that's not what it is, because when you read his messages, he's actually just a really mean person. Like, leave the drugs out of it. He's just a brat. The way he talks to people, the way he demands things, the way he goes. They tried to paint it like, oh, he was getting set up with women. It sounded like he was ordering something off a menu.
Right.
He's just not a good person.
Domestic or foreign, it sounded like someone brought him the wine list. Right? And you know, and again, how bad do you have to be to get thrown out of the Chateau Marmont? To be banned from the Chateau Marmont? And it said he built a reputation and hangers-on started to roll through all of his luxury hotel rooms. This is, again, I guess, from the GQ piece. An ant trail of dealers and their sidekicks rolled in and out day and night. They pulled up in late-series Mercedes-Benzes, decked out in oversized Raiders or Lakers jersey and flashing fake Rolexes. Their stripper girlfriends invited their girlfriends, who invited their boyfriends. When they finished, two or three days later, they'd stroll out of the hotel with the hotel's monogram towels and throw pillows and comforters and shakes.
Oh, they were those people. They stole the stuff from the hotel.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, so classless.
So this is the smartest guy that Joe knows, right? Isn't that what he said? This is the smartest man I know. He's a hell of a guy.
He wouldn't be allowed in the combat zone.
I don't know. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. We're here at the Grill, the 110 Grill. Here's a quote from a recent lead editorial in the Wall Street Journal. The president's economists are predicting the return of stagflation, unquote. Remember stagflation? We had it 40 years ago under Jimmy Carter, along with the misery index. It came back with Barack Obama in 2009. Stagflation crushes your retirement savings. The economy doesn't just stagnate, it regresses. A dollar buys less every month. You can already see it in the headlines. Inflation triples, gasoline prices spiraling, Democrats pushing huge tax hikes on income and capital gains, the Fed's printing money they don't have. So, what are you doing now to protect your money? Well, many turn to Goldco, the leading gold IRA company in the U.S. and four-time Inc. 500 winning company. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of five-star customer reviews, you can trust the team at Goldco to help you protect and grow your wealth. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr to request your free IRS loophole guide and learn how you can take control of your retirement. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay and fall victim to another stock market crash, inflation hike, or dollar decline. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to get your free IRS loophole guide today. If you visit goldco.com/Howie Carr now, Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's right, up to $10,000 in free silver. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
This is the second time that you have laid hands on me.
When you're slapped, you'll take it and like it.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure BioSpeed Clean Vacuum Cleaner. Get this high-quality vacuum cleaner for a fraction of the price of competitors with code word Howie Clean and save $20 plus free shipping at EdenPure.com, EdenPure.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should Joe Biden take the Montreal Cognitive Assessment Test?
Yes, he should.
98% say yes. And I'm sure he wouldn't even score that high.
No, I don't think he would. We've got copies of it. We'll give Grace parts of it when we return after the bottom of the hour. Joining me, we are broadcasting live here this afternoon from the 110 Grill in Woburn, Massachusetts. It's right off 128, very easy to get to. And you should stop in if you're on your way anywhere. It's very conveniently located. You know where Woburn is, and again, it's a stone's throw from 128, so it's really easy to get to. We got a nice crowd out here. You can get a free book, you can get some good eats, get your picture taken with Grace and I. And joining us now is Ryan Dion. He's the COO, Chief Operating Officer of the 110 Grill. Thanks again for your great hospitality.
Absolutely, Howie. Thanks for coming in today. It's an amazing crowd here. Fantastic day. Thank you all very much for coming.
Give yourselves a round of applause. And you got a lot going on right now. You're reopening a couple of 110 grills, correct?
Yeah, this coming Monday, Howie, we're reopening our downtown Providence, Rhode Island location, as well as South Bay in Dorchester, right in the back of the South Bay Shopping Plaza.
So they're reopening Monday at 4 p.m., and the first 50 guests in each location that mention me, Howie, will receive a copy of What Really Happened. That's the other book. And you've also, the mailroom manager gonna give you some more copies of Hitman and The Brothers Bulger, my New York Times bestsellers. Those are just, I guess, first come, first serve, you know, for both places.
Yes, they are.
If you're just the first person to come in at 4 o'clock in South Bay or Providence and you request a Hitman or a Brothers Bulger, you can get them. That's a good deal, too.
Sure is.
So 508 says, can we do a remote show at the 110 Grill in Central Mass?
I would say we sure can. We'll get it on the calendar.
All right. And we have a lot of your people. You have so many locations now, 35 locations, and you go even into New York State.
Yeah, we have six in New York. We just opened our 35th location this past Wednesday in Malden. It's right next door. The 110 Grill is right next door to the Aviva Trattoria as well. It's a brand new development there, and we're going to keep on growing.
I think that's where my Aviva Trattoria is, where my daughter's going to take me for Father's Day.
Okay, wonderful.
In Wrentham.
Wrentham, yes.
So I'm glad. I'm looking forward to that. I'll have some risotto, some pork, some short rib risotto. It's great. So tell us about the 110 Grill. What people can look forward to if they come in this afternoon or to any of the other 110 grills.
Well, I think the most important thing they can look forward to now is no more masks, as we often talk about. So it's very nice to be out.
Look at my T-shirt. Follow the science. Ditch the masks.
In all of our locations, Howie, we have our beautiful patio outside and our fire pit and tiki torches surrounding it. We have our large U-shaped bar. We have our lounge. We have our most popular tables over there in front of the kitchen where you can watch all the action, as well as our private dining room over here, which can accommodate groups up to 50. So we have something for everybody.
That's great. And you have a loyalty program, so like some other restaurant chains, this is a good explain how it works.
Yeah, our loyalty program is absolutely fantastic. So 1 point is $1, and when you get to 110 points, you get $10 off for your next visit.
Oh,
and it's also good at Viva Trattoria as well as 110 Grill.
That's good. Now we got a. How about a remote at West Lynn? I think they mean Lebanon, New Hampshire.
West Lebanon, that's way up there. But yeah, we're talking about that as well.
So yeah, we'll do as many as we can while we're here. This is a great way to spend a Friday afternoon. We love being out on the road, especially at the 110 Grill. You have great hospitality, great food. I had fish and chips for lunch. Grace had salmon. Probably grab a lobster roll at the end of the day. It's great. What are the top items on the menu?
Well, I just tried on feature right now is our fried clams, which this time of year are absolutely fantastic. Our bourbon marinated steak tips are wonderful. Our chicken caprese parm. Our nachos could almost feed a family of four. So we really have something for everybody.
Yeah, you brought in some yesterday, a lot of food yesterday to the studio, and I had some nachos for breakfast. Nothing like some good chicken nachos for breakfast, It hit the spot.
Okay.
It tied me over till I got here to eat the fish and chips. I'm having a joyful beginning of the Father's Day weekend here. It's a lot of fun. So again, the come on down. So you're open everywhere. Do you need reservations for Father's Day? I mean, I know Father's Day, it's not Mother's Day, but a lot of people like to go out, take dear old dad out for a meal on Father's Day on Sunday.
Yeah, reservations are always welcome. They are certainly not mandatory, so you're welcome to walk in anytime as well. And that's okay. In all of our locations.
Okay, and we've had job fairs in the past. Is this employment situation better now, or do you still need people?
It's improving, but we still need people. All three of our brands, 110 Grill, Aviva Trattoria, and Apex Entertainment out of Marlboro, which is a fantastic place. We're all hiring right now. So come on down anytime. We're doing on-the-spot interviews, and we'd love to talk to you.
So if you come down this afternoon right here to Woburn, you can get an interview right now?
We'll find somebody available, yes.
Okay, does that include all the other restaurants as well?
It does, yeah.
What a country we live in. You just walk that. When I was a kid, you had to knock on doors. You had to get lucky to get a summer job.
You had to make an appointment.
Right.
Yeah. Now you get hired on the spot.
Wow, what a situation! That's it's great. If you got, and I would recommend too. If you got, maybe you're saying, well, I'm older. I don't need a job. If you got a kid, there's no better way to start. Grace was talking about this earlier. There's no better place to start your work career than in a restaurant.
It's fun.
Yeah. She said it's great to start wait staff. I started out as a dishwasher. You know what the first thing I learned was? I don't want to be a dishwasher for very long. I want to get outside and start making the tips with the people.
I started as a server in college. never left the business.
Yeah. No, it's great. It's a great business, and you learn a lot, and you see people in ways you don't see in college or high school. You learn the way people really are.
But what's really great about the restaurant business is the flexibility that it's able to provide you. You know, if you have another job or children or school during the day, then you can work a few nights a week. We're open 7 days a week, lunch and dinner, so there's always flexibility available.
Yeah. And you got all the restaurants, Aviva, you've got how many Avivas have you got now?
There is five Avivas. Their fifth location in Malden just opened this past Wednesday. As we talked about, there's 35 110 Grills, and there is four Apex Entertainments, Marlboro, Mass, two in New York, and one down in Virginia Beach.
Virginia Beach, wow.
Yeah, it's a beautiful beautiful place down there.
Oh, that's great. And there's going to be more opening, so this is a great get your foot in the door with the 110 Grill. And where can they go online?
You can go online to 110grill.com. Everything you need to know is on there.
110grill.com. Thank you, Ryan Dion. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242-617 says, if I come down and get a job at 110 Grill, do I get an extra $300 guaranteed to add it to my pay? No, I'll stay home and collect. That's why I had to spend a couple of minutes trying to recruit you, 617, and everybody else. 844-500-4242. Come on down and see us here at the 110 Grill in Woburn. Always a pleasure to be in a 110 Grill remote. And Grace is now here with us for Grace's News.
Hello, Howard. Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here at the 110 Grill. We are having so much fun here, Howie. The food is great. I had the salmon. And by the way, just an update. John McCosh, my favorite photographer, is officially here. So if you want to get a professional photo with Howie, just wait until after this next break, and he will be up taking photos with everyone.
And they're free, right?
Yeah, they're totally free.
Totally free.
John puts them all up on the website, and you guys just check them out, download them, and they're yours. It's the best deal in town.
So this is you can get you. You know, I'll pose for a selfie, but John can do a professional job for you. So come on down again. You can get everything's here.
Well, the common theme when we come to these things is people take out their cell phones and say, I'm terrible at taking photos, but can we take a photo? So John is here to show you that he can take the photo. So it doesn't matter if you're good at it or not. All right, I did want to talk about something, Howie, because I had touched on this in my show about Andrew Yang. He brought up the mental health issues that are plaguing New York City and how people are just randomly attacking people. And we can play some of that sound, but it really does coincide well with this article. Young New York City homeless people to get $1,250 each month in city-backed study. Young homeless people in the Big Apple will soon be getting big cash with no strings attached each month and a $2.5 million city-backed
Wait a second. That's like over $300 a week for nothing. When I started working as a dishwasher at the age of 16, I got $65 a week plus, you know, meals and board, room and board.
And you were fishing out cigarettes from the urinals, right?
That's right.
So you were really making your money's worth. You were working hard.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. In a $2.5 million city-backed experiment to see if they use it to get off the streets and try to get jobs. So they're giving them money to see if they'll use that money to try to get jobs.
Right.
The Trust Youth Initiative, partially funded by the city, will start with up to 40 homeless people ages 18 to 25, especially Black, Indigenous, Latinx, and LGBTQ youth. So even when it comes to the homeless people, they're being racist.
If they can't give the money out to farmers and restaurateurs by race, how can they give it out to homeless people by race?
Yeah, I'm not really sure about this. It seems strange. In other news,
Grace, let's go to the test. Don't you want to go to the test?
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, thank God. I was going to say I'm running short on material after my show.
Ronnie Jackson, he was the White House physician under Obama and under Trump. You may remember how they used to scream at him. Isn't he obese? How much does he weigh? That's not, that 239, he looks a lot fatter than that. He's a fat bastard. Why don't you put him on a damn diet, doc?
If you guys don't remember this presser with Ronnie Jackson, it was the moment where I was watching it and I knew that Donald Trump had broken the mainstream media. Because these were formerly serious people, as Jonathan Carl would call them, screaming about like ice cream and Diet Coke. They're like, is it true he likes his steak well done? What is his waist measurement? And this guy Ronnie Jackson was like, oh my God, what happened to you?
Do you recommend ketchup on a charred steak for someone over 70?
Yeah, it was really, really vicious. Very vicious.
Yeah. So he's now a congressman from Texas. And so, you know, after watching Biden's performance, he and several other House Republicans have asked Biden to undergo a cognitive assessment. In a letter dated yesterday, Jackson and his colleagues noted Biden had agreed to such an assessment and detailed several examples of Biden's middle decline in forgetfulness, which had become more apparent over the past 18 months. That's a quote. And I don't want to just, you know all the, we played the cuts over and over again.
Yeah, it sounds like Ronnie Jackson might have read my latest piece in Spectator.
Yes, which the headline of which is, do you truly believe Joe Biden is in his right mind?
Oh, I know your answer to that. That was more of a rhetorical.
Right. Or you might have read my my columns where I just transcribe Joe Biden's greatest hits every two or three weeks in the Herald.
Yes, yes.
So the letter went on to cite U.S. Democrat Rep. Jamie Raskin, Maryland. He's the one who looks like Groucho Marx's illegitimate son, who in an attack on former President Donald Trump introduced legislation to create an independent commission to analyze the president's fitness for office and determine, quote, whether the president is mentally or physically unable to discharge the powers and duties of the office. So you can imagine how far they're going to get. But he said, I think it's just he's old enough now that he's having cognitive difficulties, and that just happens, Dr. Jackson said. It's part of growing old. It doesn't take a neurosurgeon, it doesn't take a psychiatrist to realize that Joe Biden does not possess the mental acuity right now to lead this country.
And in case you think that stuff's mean, I just want to add, The Atlantic ran a piece when Donald Trump was president that was titled, Is There Something Neurologically Wrong with Donald Trump? And USA Today wrote, Trump's cognitive deficits seem worse. We need to know if he has dementia. So it's not like it's something off limits. So if that's your argument, you can save it.
So they want to give him the Montreal Cognitive Assessment. It's called MoCA. And Trump took it. And I guess you have a score. You can get up to 30 points on it. And they have a version of it, which is just on print. You know, when you take it in a doctor's office, they also give you reflex tests. You know, you have to cross your legs, and then they hit your knee. And they see how, you know, if your foot goes up, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I'm
not a good test taker. I just want to say this beforehand. I've never been a good test taker, and
okay,
I would like extra time if it's possible.
Sorry.
No?
Sorry.
Okay.
So let's do, and again, some of these are like sidewalk Olympics, sobriety tests, field sobriety tests. So let's start. This is an easy one, Grace. Serial 7 subtraction starting at 100.
Oh, Howie, I really hate this kind of stuff. I really do. I'm so bad at it. Can we skip to the next one? I don't want to do math.
Let the police report show that she has glassy eyes. And the
I'll say the alphabet. I'll say the alphabet backwards. I'm better with letters. How's that?
No, good. Let's
CYXWBUTSRQPONMLKJIHGFEDCBA. Please, for both of our sakes, skip the numbers.
No, let's do the...
No.
You really can't do the numbers?
I really don't want to. I don't want to put everyone through that. It's going to take a while.
Okay. So here's abstraction, okay? This is the similarity. Like, what is the similarity between a banana and an orange?
They're both fruit.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a couple more of those.
Okay.
These are easy, I think.
Oh, yeah, we'll see. We'll
train
see.
And bicycle.
They're both ways to get places, transportation.
Modes of transportation. You're right,
yeah.
Right.
Ways to get places. Ronnie Jackson might have to come visit me.
Watch, ruler.
Measurement.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, I'm acing this.
Okay, if you're acing it, let's go back to the numbers.
No, don't. No. I don't want to embarrass my mom. Okay, she's probably listening.
Okay, here. Let's see. Okay, I'm going to this is read list of digits. Subject has to repeat them in the forward order, okay?
Oh.
So listen.
Okay.
Two, one, eight. No, you got to wait till I finish. 21854.
21854.
Okay, now you got to repeat these backwards. 742.
247.
Okay. You did that. All right. And I want you to I have some pictures of some animals here.
Oh, geez.
And I wish this is not that great for for radio, but what kind of animal is that there?
That's a lion.
What kind of animal is that?
That's a rhinoceros. That is a camel.
Okay, and now I'm going to have you draw a clock. It says 10 past 11.
Can I just say something? When I was younger, there used to be private school applications, and they would have us do these. And I remember, even as a young child, being like, this is not what they want, whatever I'm doing. And I wouldn't get in, so.
10 past 11. I thought this was one of the easy. When I was doing this in a doctor's office once, I thought this was one of the easiest ones on there, along with the animals.
Well, 10 past 11 o'clock.
Okay. Uh-oh, she seems to be having some problems with this.
I don't know why I had to say it that loud. I had to say it for myself.
Da, da, da.
Sorry, they both look long. This is the longer one.
So far, you're way ahead of Joe Biden.
Well, I don't know how much better that makes me feel. So that's 11.
Yeah, that's close enough.
Sorry, the length of them. I'm sweating right now. My palms are sweaty. This is the most pressure I've been under in quite some time.
Okay, I want you to repeat these words. I'm going to read a list of words. Subject must repeat them.
Okay.
Face, velvet, church, daisy, red.
Face, velvet, church, daisy, red.
Do it again.
Face, velvet, church, daisy, red. Face, velvet, church, daisy, red.
Okay, you got it. All right. Now, do you want to try the numbers one
more
time?
No, I don't want to do the numbers.
That's an automatic fail, isn't it?
No, I just, you know what? I just don't. I don't want to embarrass everyone here. They're going to be so impressed by me. That's what it is.
You know what? One of my most favorite segments of all time was when I recreated Senator Mike Brady on the side of the road in Weymouth.
Mm-hmm.
After he was pulled over at 3:30 in the morning, and they told him to repeat the numbers backwards.
40, 32, 35, 29.
I thought you were going to say when you asked me to start repeating prayers, like Catholic prayers that I should know, and I called my mom, and it's hard for me to upset my mom on the show. She was not happy with me. So if I start doing numbers, I don't know what's going to happen.
781 says, the mere fact that Grace doesn't want to do numbers makes me really want to hear it.
No. That's where we draw the line. Well, I plead the fifth.
Grace, maybe you should study over the weekend, and on Monday we can have you see if you can handle the numbers.
I'm better with multiplication tables than anything else.
I don't know what the problem is with numbers backwards. I mean, I know Joe Biden couldn't handle it, but you should be able to handle it.
There's a lot I should be able to handle, and yet, here we are.
All right, Grace. I appreciate it. And so do you want your own copy here to give to anyone over the weekend?
Yeah, sure. Should I start testing my friends?
Here, give me you've used that one.
Okay,
there you go. All right, Grace, thank you. Grace will be back later on. If you want anyone who's here, if you want your picture taken with Grace here, John is in the house, and he'll be taking your picture, and it's a free picture, professionally done. 844-500-4242. This year I had my car driven back to Massachusetts. In the trunk we threw in a couple of suitcases of clothes and two big jugs of Balance 7. Many of you know that I've been raving about Balance 7. It makes me feel better and gives me more energy. But recently my doctor told me I have severe arthritis in my left hip. And guess what? Balance 7 helps with that problem too. Others agree. Tammy wrote, quote, my hands have deformed joints from arthritis, but with taking Balance 7, I no longer have the inflammation that goes along with having arthritis. Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid that you take up to 3 times a day to break down the acid in your body. When you wake up in the morning and you have discomfort in your joints and take a pill, this is only masking the problem. Balance 7 brings your immune system on board and helps to overcome the situation that your body is in. Often, I'm asked to try products and can be very skeptical of claims, but with Balance 7, everything I was told turned out to be 100% true. With Balance 7, I don't feel my energy fading as the day wears on. And by allowing me to sleep better at night, I have more mental clarity during the day. Balance 7 reduces the acids that build up in your body over time. All you have to do is drink a small shot of the liquid 3 times a day and you will feel the difference. Balance 7 is made of safe, all-natural ingredients. If you suffer from heartburn, acid reflux, arthritis the way I do, or if you just want to feel better, give Balance 7 a try. Order any of the 1 month supply and put in code word Howie for your first order. You'll save $10 and get free shipping. That's Balance 7, the number 7, balance7.com, code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be back in a bit. The paperboy is going to make a few edits on his latest Herald column.
You want to break into my kind of racket? This is the lousiest game there is. You can risk your hide to get a good shot, and the city desk may stick it on page 10, if it's used at all.
Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
.603, new game show. Is Biden smarter than Howie's sidekick? Laughing out loud, I don't have the confidence. Is Grace pulling off the win after this last segment? She did okay. She didn't want the numbers. Other than that, she was fine. And I'm sure she would have done okay on the reflexes, you know, getting her knee tapped. And just that's part of it, too. 844-500-4242. Remember, Trump took the test, and he aced it, and there was no problem whatsoever. 844-500-4242. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Hey, how you doing, Harry? I want to ask you a question because today I was off because Biden gave me the day off with the government, and my boss called me at 8:30, and now he's saying, oh, you don't have to report to work. It's a holiday. But the problem I have in Harry Carr is he going to ban Columbus Day in October. That is the problem I have. Maybe going bang because Columbus.
I thought they just renamed it Indigenous Peoples Day, Mr. Garcia. Wasn't that the deal with Columbus Day? I don't know. Do you work for the federal government, by the way?
Yes, I work. I don't want to say it, but
no.
You
I
know,
was just
people
asking you. There was a story in Forbes, which is a very left-wing publication. And it said that with now Juneteenth, that federal employees now get 44 days off every year. That's pretty good.
I never heard that, but the boss called me excited. He said, Humberto, you had the day off. Woo-hoo! And then that is the problem I have. It's the Columbus Day. Should he going back Columbus Day?
No, don't worry about that, Mr. Garcia. They're not going to get rid of Columbus Day. They may rename it. You're in New Jersey, Mr. Garcia, where they had that school board just decided to just give everybody a day off. They did away with all the names: Christmas, Thanksgiving, Independence, everything. Everything is gone. It's just we were suggesting Ferris Bueller's Day off for everything, but then someone said that was just for Ferris Bueller. Why don't you just make it Mr. Garcia's day off? Just say from now on, Mr. Garcia's day off. And you could. All right. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Garcia. We appreciate it. 844-500-4242. Again, we're here at the 110 Grill in Woburn. Come on down. You can get your picture taken. You can get free books. You can enter contests to win other books, a raffle for a VIP experience, everything. I'm Howie Carr.